To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. We're a little late today. Sorry about that. It is the 16th of August, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Lucky number 13 of Android has arrived. At least if you're on a Pixel phone. Yes, that big major update is available for you. A little earlier than usual. Might remember, Android 12 came out in October. And Android 11 actually came out in September. So now we got a new Android in August. Kind of has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Now, if you've been keeping up to date what's going on in beta land for Android 13, you pretty much know what's going on. The ability to customize non-Google app icons so that it matches your home screen. Cut down on notification spam. That's also there. And there's also a new option that will limit your photos and videos an app can actually access. Other things we're seeing in Android 13, the ability to set languages on a per-app basis, that all-new redesigned media player. There's also support for Bluetooth low energy. Apparently this will be for better sound quality, at lower bit rates, and actually reduce latency. We'll see how that works out. Now, if you want to install Android 13 on your Pixel, there are the OTA images available. And you can use the web-based Android Flash tool to upgrade compatible devices. As far as the Android update coming to other manufacturers, including Samsung, OnePlus, Motorola, Xiaomi, Sony, and a few others, that update will be coming, and we just don't know when. And chances are it won't be coming to all those devices at the same time either. You know how Android works. Mac users using Zoom, get this update, it's needed. That's right, Zoom has updated its Mac software so it patches a major vulnerability that would actually let intruders, yes, aka hackers, take complete control of your system. Yeah, something you don't want. Apparently, the Zoom Auto Updater software actually gave root level access and then had a signature verification system that you could fool simply by giving your package a familiar file name. Then the hacker could actually force your app to downgrade and basically enable exploits. Now, Zoom, of course, acknowledged the issue the day they seen it, according to them anyways, and they patched it right away. And being the fact that there is a patch, they're saying that, yes, you better get your patch soon. And finally, bummed you didn't get Telegram's latest update if you're on iPhone. Well, there's a reason for it. Apparently, the Telemoji feature actually violated the App Store guidelines because it was actually modifying Apple's emoji. Ooh, can't do that. This actually all started on August 10th. That's when the developer of the Telegram app said that the app's latest update had been stuck in Apple's review process for about 2 weeks. And they were pretty much getting the runaround from Apple, too, about what was going on. Then Apple told Telegram that it would have to review a new feature called Telemoji. And a back and forth kind of ensued there, going on to say they're similar to the basic emoji set of Apple, but with some pretty delightful animations that will help make messaging a little bit more expressive on Telegram. Apparently Apple's, they don't like that. Apple saying they gave Telegram a clear direction of what to do and what not to do with the new app update. They also discovered that Telemoji uses the exact same design as Apple's trademark emoji. Did you know emojis were trademarked? I didn't either. And because of that Apple developer agreement, it actually prohibits apps from using or modifying Apple's emoji design. Now, apparently, probably even as we're speaking, the new Telegram update for iPhone should be there. You just won't be seeing the Telemoji anytime soon. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find us on our social media places, Facebook at British Tech Network, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community today by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.